So I want to look at ways that different people might experience metta, and I want to look at ways of starting to clear these blockages. And one way I thought of looking at the different styles is by considering the five Buddha mandala. Some of you will be familiar with this, maybe others aren't. It's an illustration both of enlightened consciousness and how enlightened consciousness gets distorted by ego clinging into the samsaric forms that we know so well. So it's as if the totality of the Buddha, the totality of the Buddha mind, is so awesome and multifaceted that the Vajrayana decided to refract it into particular components. And over time it got refracted, well, into at least five forms, the five forms I'll look at today. It's a very complex symbol, the five Buddha mandala, so I won't go into it in anything like any detail. So there's these five Buddhas, the five jhanas, that are each associated with a particular set of qualities that include both nirvanic experience and also samsaric experience. I'll try and explain this a little bit. So they each express the way that enlightened energy expresses itself and the way enlightened energy gets distorted into samsaric energy. And each of these Buddhas can be said to be the head of a particular family, a particular Buddha family, that in some way tie together a set of qualities. So we can be said to belong to some of these families more than others. It's a bit like a sort of Buddhist personality or psychological analysis, you know, a bit like a sort of Buddhist Myers-Briggs or something like this. And I'll skirt through them fairly quickly in terms of the type of love they may express. How would someone in this particular Buddha family express love? Maybe. This isn't traditional. The way I'm looking at this isn't traditional. I'm just trying to draw on what I know of the tradition to imagine how these families might express love. So we'll start off in the east of the mandala with Akshobhya. Akshobhya is the blue Buddha. The blue Buddha associated with the Vajra. He's the head of the Vajra family. He's said to have a particular wisdom, the mirror-like wisdom, objective, clear wisdom, very steady. He's got the touching the earth mudra, very imperturbable, steady figure. So maybe the way that Akshobhya, or that a member of the Akshobhya family would express wisdom, is a bit more like equanimity, very reflective, objective. This can sometimes be a bit infuriating, I think, especially for maybe more passionate people, maybe especially for women, it can be a bit infuriating, question mark. Other people can find it very invigorating, can really appreciate it. Can come across a bit cool, maybe even a bit bristly. It's worth remembering that the Vajra is not only a symbol of reality, it's also a symbol of compassion. So there's something compassionate in the very compassionate in the purity of the mirror-like wisdom. So members of the Vajra family are steady people. They're good people to have around in a fix. As I said yesterday, they may be the sort of person who you don't necessarily think of as a good friend until you find that in a particular fix your good friends have vanished and you're left with this steady Vajra friend. They can be a bit pokey. Maybe they call a spade, be a bit brusque, and they may let you know if they think you're harming yourself. This is maybe something a bit like tough love, or what used to be called fierce friendship. And of course we can see the kind of dangers that this leads towards. Akshobhya is associated with the poison of hatred. So Vajra family people tend to be given to ill will, irritation, criticism, judgment, hatred. These are the kinds of ways that the mirror-like wisdom gets distorted. And I'll be saying more about this.